For our scripture lesson, Matthew 28, verse 18 to 20. Now let me give you the context of this Bible reading. These were the last words of our Lord Jesus Christ to His disciples before He ascended to heaven. Sunday school children who wish to leave may leave now. Thank you. Any others who may wish to leave, please take the opportunity to leave now. Matthew's Gospel, the last chapter is 28, and we're reading the last 3 verses only. Thank you for finding a seat quickly. Now let me explain once again. The risen Lord Jesus, freshly risen from the dead, did not have a big group of disciples, but He had 12 minus 1. What happened to the 12? Judas Iscariot had hanged himself already, leaving 11 faithful disciples. Now He says, please remember, these are His last words to the disciples and to us who now are disciples of Jesus. You get it clear? It's to you and to me. Jesus said, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Please understand and feel the profound statement that came from the Lord Jesus. What did He say? He said to you and me, all power is given unto me, both in heaven, which we are not too concerned today, but the second part of this verse is very important. In heaven and in earth, now the command from our commander. Who is the commander? Who is speaking these words? To whom? To believers. To you and to me. What did He say? Go. That's the command to you and me. Go, therefore, teach all nations, and those who believe, baptize them in the name of the Father, of the Son, of the Holy Ghost. Something you witness with your own eyes on stage here today, in obedience to that command, those who believe are to be publicly baptized as a sign that they, from henceforth, declare their loyalty, which means allegiance and obedience, to the gospel of Jesus Christ. Verse 20. Teach them to observe all things which I have committed to you. I've commanded you. Then I am with you always until the end of the world. This is an immense promise. Did you get it? I read it once more. Because this command is to you and to me. Go ye therefore, teach all nations, baptize them in the name of the Father and of the Son and Holy Ghost, teaching them to observe whatsoever things I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Do we do that? Have you done it? You say, I have not baptized anybody. No. The important thing is, have you gone and taught other people to tell them there is a Savior who saves? To tell them the need of a Savior for every man, woman, and child on earth. That is our duty. After that, what happened? Jesus was visibly taken up to heaven. For this, please turn to Acts chapter 1. Then we will see what happened. Acts chapter 1, verse 9. Acts 1, 9. Please find it, and then I shall read it. If you have not found it, never mind. Listen. Verse 9 says, when Jesus had spoken these words, while they looked, he was taken up, and the cloud received him out of their sight. And while they looked and steadfastly toward heaven, focusing on the rising Jesus, rapidly ascending to heaven. And in no time, he was lost to sight, as you may expect. And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven, behold, in the place of Jesus, two men. Who were they? Who were they? Dear friends, two men from heaven came down who were riding the clouds, as it were. And they spoke. What did they say? You men of Galilee, I say today, you men of Calvary Pandan. Yes, it's addressed to you and me. You men of Galilee, and wherever you are, why do you stand gazing, gaping into heaven? This same Jesus, now make careful note of this, this same Jesus whom you saw ascending to heaven in broad daylight, taken up to heaven, shall so come. Please pay attention to verse 11, the second half. Shall so come in like manner as you saw him go. Then they return to their homes. Now that's the end of the reading for you and me, leaving us with a command. That command is binding to every believer, you and me. I heard that call 1935, long time ago. How old was I? 10 years old, exactly. Being born in 1925, now when I heard the message from God's servant, it was 1935. Subsequently, I heard him for the last time in Moa. The same words, go into all the world, preach the gospel. I say, the same words come to us today. By whom? By the angels. Go into all the world is the command of your master, my master. You say, go on. Not to me, surely. I say, yes, I'm sorry. It's to you and to me. you and me. Those who profess salvation, you want the benefit and blessing of salvation, it carries a price. Be faithful, says Jesus. I heard the message. Who said the message to me? A man called John Sung. Who was he? Read his story. It's available in our bookshop. It's called John Sung, My Teacher, written by my late brother. If you have not read that story, you should, because it's liable to change your life. You say, don't be so stupid. I don't want to change my life. I say, it's for the better. You're going to do things you never thought you could. You're going to be a spokesman for Jesus when you never thought you could. Now, I know the time is hurrying on, and I do not intend to keep you here for too long because the food downstairs is getting cold too. Today happens to be Jubilee. You say, what Jubilee? Do you know that today we remember 34 years or 35 years, if you are date conscious, date. We came here in 1979. Now it's 2014. It's exactly 35 years. And we have offered to the Lord 34 new members, one per year. But that is not the point I'm driving at. I say, have you told one person about Jesus Christ? Have you thought of somebody in your own circle of friends, relatives? Maybe your wife, maybe your husband, maybe your child, your son, your daughter, maybe somebody else that you know. You owe him the gospel that it says here. Jesus says, I'm going to heaven. I will come again. Do you know that? You say, don't tell me fairy tales. I don't tell anybody fairy tales. This is what the Word of God says. What it says, I tell you. I must be faithful to that Word. That Word says, go, be my witnesses. When Dr. John Sung came, my brother, my late brother, in his book, John Sung, My Teacher, says, at every meeting, people came up to the front voluntarily to confess their sins and to receive Jesus as Savior and to tell others about that fact that they are saved. Have you? Now I'm being very frank, and I say that is your gospel debt, my gospel debt. For that reason, I resigned from the university in 1968, long time ago. But that was exactly 1938 to 1968, 30 years. Takes 30 years for your promise to ripen and for you to fulfill that promise. What happened on that year, 1938? Remember my years? 1938, I heard the gospel and the challenge of John Sung. Please read that book. It's not costly, about $10. Surely you can spare $10. Read it. It may change your whole life for the better. 1938, I sent in my resignation. Resignation from what? I mean, nobody is going to take note if you just resign from a 6:30 job. But this is the chairman of the department and number two man in the whole of KK Hospital. Do you know what is KK Hospital? The largest baby factory in the world. Now that is not a small job. So I was the chief there and chief of the university department. Now you say, always blowing your own trumpet. I said, no, dear friends, I'm not blowing anybody's trumpet. I'm telling you, I resign. I gave it up to be a nothing, to be a Mr. Nobody. Before that, everybody wants to see me. After that, nobody wants to see me. That is the meaning of that resignation. What for? What did you resign for? Ah, this is the question. Resign in order that I could serve King of Kings. Jesus Christ who died for me. I want to serve him. I cannot serve the whole day looking at patients. I don't have time, of course. I keep some time to talk to some patients. But what I want is to be able to tell more patients, more non-patients, just friends. Now that is your responsibility and my responsibility. Now, what happened after 1968? I sent in my resignation. I took on private practice. You say, you make money again. Making big money. Yes, big money. Every month you can rake in easily $100,000 to $200,000. Not joking. But is that the point? No. The point is, I had the liberty of travel to serve the King of Kings, to tell people that Jesus died for you, for me, and he's called me to serve him. And in that way, God used me as an instrument. God can use you as an instrument to found churches, to tell others, Jesus died for you. You need Jesus. That's all. That's all. To pray for people like that. So I sent in my resignation. Immediately I got a telephone call from the number one man of the university. Do you know who he was? A man same surname as me. Dr. Toh Chin Chai. He called me. He says, what are you doing? You will resign. I said, yes. I resign. You come and see me. I went straight away to see him. He says, why did you resign? Ah, you got to answer him. What did I say? I said, when Dr. Toh, we are Chin Nang. You and me are same surname. But I'm going to leave your university because I got something better to do. I'm going to tell people Jesus rose from the dead for you and for me. And that news must be told to dying sinners, to those who have no other hope in life. No hope, because everybody faces the grave. And after the grave, what? Do you know? Do you know? Ah, that is the privilege of a servant of God. You and I are given that privilege. Go, therefore, and tell. Let me ask you a very frank question. In all your Christian life, how many people have you told? You need Jesus. Jesus can save you. Jesus can give you eternal life. I told Dr. Toh, when I joined your department, I was the only qualified gynecologist. Today I've trained 7 others who get the same degree as me to run the department for you. Have I done you any injustice? No answer. You better go. Goodbye. I serve the King of Kings better than the University of Singapore. So here I am, The first church that we did, I say we because I didn't do it alone. The first church was not here, but 3 miles away. Calvary Jurong. Yes, we did that when purposely build it small. I told my assistant, let's build it small. Why? Why not build it big? I said, so that when we are filled, we will have to move to another location to do another church. This is it. Pandan. In 3 years, Jurong was full. Full house. What must we do? I said, build another. Let's go to the head of department, JTC. You know what is JTC? Jurong Town Corporation. Go straight there, and there's the man waiting. Who was he? No relative of mine. But he was called Mr. Woon Wah Siang. Oh, some people say, Wah Siang, Siang Wah, must be related somehow. I said, no relative. But never mind, relative or not, I will tell him. I went straight to see him. He says, what are you here for again? I said, for the same reason. I want land to build the Church of God. He says, come, come. The last time, he gave us 24,000. Free of charge, you know. You don't have to tender. Amazing. The only time it ever happened in the history of Singapore was that time and this time. This time, he says, since you did well the last time, I let you have 98,000 square feet. Tender? No tender. You just have the land. I say, thank you, Mr. Woon. We did it, and here you are. Do you know the salvation grace of Jesus Christ? Jesus says to you, go, therefore. Tell all nations, go and tell. It's not me calling, but it is the Holy Spirit through the Lord Jesus Christ says, go ye therefore, teach all nations, baptizing them. Get others to baptize. Don't you start baptizing them yourselves. You don't need to. You come and tell the pastors and the elders, go and do the job. We will do the job, but you must go and tell. It's not simple, but it is your great privilege. Let's now sing the closing hymn. The closing hymn.